has taken me on a fun journey, as I shared the title with Mary a while ago, and then 2 weeks ago began to prepare and write. And yesterday, my spirit said, delete, do over, let it go, be here now, and speak from your heart, Winnie. Let it go. And so I am. And I'd like to start with one of my favorite teachers, Mark Nepo. I think I have all his books. Getting close to it if I don't. This book is entitled Things That Join the Sea and the Sky. So interesting to me, if you don't know about my journey, which I don't want to assume you do at all, as my husband and I had a scuba business for 28 years. I stepped in right out of college, 23, and got in the scuba business in Lansing, Michigan. And my parents thought I was a little crazy. And yet, my passion for the sea was there. It was there. It was my home. I learned from the sea. It was where I felt the most relaxed and alert. Hence, my first talk to the fellowship, Lesson Learns from Dolphin. The dolphins were my wake-up call. They helped me get to know me and my unique spirit. And now, the sea and the sky, I'm learning to dance on land, and I travel the world sharing a practice called Nia, and it involves different intensive belt levels that teach practical tools for living in the now with conscious intent to transform and change. And I love it. And I still dive, yet I am now flying, so I'm sea and sky all over. The title of this book drew me. So I'd like to begin with a short reading. It's entitled The Great Teacher. At first, we see ourselves in everything. But experience, the great teacher that is, inverts this. The way erosion exposes the heart of a mountain. And in slow, irrevocable time, which can't be rushed, we find that everything lives in us. The way all of life is encoded in our genes. In just this way, every form of life is imprinted in the heart, revealed when we dare or are forced to feel. For it's through the life of feeling that we come upon the 10,000 teachers, each bringing us more fully alive. So the leaf about to fall from the top of the tree is teaching me how to let go of the one belief that no longer works. Oof. And the turtle, inching its way across the mud, is teaching me how to stay true for the long haul. And you, teaching me your kindness. You are teaching me that care is the soft hand of God feeding us. Care is the soft hand of God feeding us. The way an old gardener stops to feed a baby bird. The great teacher. When I let go of my plan, I ask this book, as I slow down, what do I open with? And that's where I thumb through, and that's where it opened. I love life, it's so fun. Mark reminds me that every time I do that with his books. Wow, what an author, what a philosopher and poet and authentic, honest being. So part of my week this week was reminding me to sense my truth, which is what I teach all over the world. Teach what we most need to learn, right? That's a belief I have for myself, and I continuously learn over and over again. And as I heard Julie share when she entered tonight, she shared a statement, I've slowed down. When I slowed down and I listened, as she was talking about her recent experience, what I share now is all about that. And interestingly, when I was in the sea, you can't move very fast unless you're a fish. So it's all about slow-mo and sensation. And now my journey on land is reminding myself to stay in this earth suit and to stay in sustained relaxation, which is conditioning my nervous system. The more I call on relax your body, Winnily, don't clench the mic, let go. The more I let go and just be myself, the greater levels of relaxation I experience. Then stay alert to tuning into the listening, which I heard Julie say, and it's a huge part of the practice of what I teach in all of my travels globally. So the unexpected gift in that I wanted to take attention tonight is, I had a plan. Have you ever had a plan? And this season of busyness and of plan, rewriting, living in the now, relaxing, letting go, being with, connecting to, celebrating. Has been a divine tool and reminder for me to pay attention to the gifts that are around me all the time when I'm ready and open to receive it. And that sensation of gratitude and of choosing love is that elixir to receiving even more of the bountiful gifts available to me. The week continued to present me with unexpected sharing from people throughout the community where I traveled this week. Some from decades back, sharing with me something I did or said, how that helped transform where they were at in their life, which all of us do all the time. Sometimes we know, sometimes we never know. Those unexpected gifts to receive it, profound. Profound. I also was able to witness another share a truth. A woman in a wheelchair was in a store, and I observed her, and then I observed another come in and see her, who was apparently her elementary school teacher, and she ran up to her and said how excited she was to see her. She hadn't seen her since elementary school, and that she needed her to know that she was the transformational teacher of her life, that she continuously called on gratitude to what this teacher brought her in her life, to witness that woman receive that unexpected gift, her spine lengthen, her eyes brighten. In that moment of time of synchronicity where they happen to be in the same little store at the same time. How simple and yet how profoundly powerful that is. To not only be ready to receive those gifts, but also to give them. So it inspired me this week as it continued to ripple and wave the sensation of abundant kindness and good, to listen and receive, slow down and listen. Who is it I want to call, text, write to, visit, and share how meaningful they are to me this season, and as our year comes toward a closure as well. Whatever you celebrate, whatever is meaningful to you. My father-in-law recently passed 2.5 weeks ago, and so meaningful to still be in the truth of family and friends, and how meaningful his life continues to touch others. He's a veterinarian for 38 years. Dr. Bernie Zeeb, you may have known him with your animals. And yet he so lives on through all those acts of kindness and caring and love of our animal friends. So I took time to do that, and the unexpected and in some cases immediate return surprised me. It was really quite profound. And I simply encourage that as a seed for your week to consider, and I know that's nothing new. I love reminders, and I also love noticing the sensation. In Nia, we teach that our body never lies to us. Our body only speaks truth, only truth. Our body doesn't know how to lie. So when I slow down and listen, I ask myself, we have another gift I have for you, of our 5 levels of truth telling. And the first one, it comes from Lazarus and teaching. And I sense for myself, the truth I tell myself about me, first and foremost, is that true? And I check in. I love to touch my solar plexus, my will center, my gut, heart knowing connection. Is that still true? So when I slow down to receive a gift of insight from me about me in this time of busyness for some of us, and maybe making another choice to really listen to the truth within, like I did for my talk. It wasn't appropriate for the now, from my own truth. To speak from here in the now was. And following it is transformational for me. And I hope it is for you to stand in that and sense it. So the second unexpected gift for you is all about the sensation of truth, our five levels of truth telling, as well as some other wonderful words that have been elixirs as I continue my path of change and transformation on my journey. So that's blue. And then the green is a little blessing that I would love to offer to you as another gift. I thank you so much for receiving my truth tonight. You are a gift to me, and it was an unexpected gift to be asked. So I am deeply grateful, and I wish you well. Thank you.